Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holsworth.
All right, welcome to IPA Today with Kenny and Richie, but I got guest host Sean in I'm Not Kevin podcast.
That's right. Hello, hello.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for stepping in as the co-host. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
All right.
But we're not alone.
Well, you're supposed to say, welcome to I'm Not Kevin
podcast. I forgot my script. We planned this ahead.
You know what's going to be really cool is if I open up with IPA Today with my guest host, Sean, and you go, hey, welcome to I'm Not Kevin podcast. My guest host, Kenny, and you fucked it up. It's like Richie's still here.
I'm trying to step in just right. Welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with my co-host, temporary co-host, guest co-host. I can edit all about that. I can fix that.
Thanks for having me, Sean. All right. And Sean and I are super stoked and excited to have a guest in today. Lysander.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Right.
we brought in the voice.
He's an Instagram sensation, beer lover, runner. So we're super excited to have you on.
Is it that order? Beer lover and then runner? Or
Yeah, pretty much beer. Yeah, beer, you know, lover, and then, you know, runner. Yeah.
You run to the beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Run to the love.
No one wanted to do my birthday run yesterday. They were like, dude, you want to run for an hour and then meet at Tumblr? It's going to be 10 a.m. It's going to be like 107 degrees. I'm like, come on. But yeah.
So it was your birthday yesterday?
No, it was my birthday on Friday. But you know, my buddies are like, hey, let's go. You know, let's do a quick run before it. And I was like, yeah, let's meet at 10 a.m. Let's get an hour in, you know, as much as we can do, and then go back. And they were like, no, we don't want to do that. Let's meet at 5:30 a.m. And
whoa.
Yeah, that sucked. 10 miles at 5:30. It's so humid here, and you wouldn't think. Damn you, Lake Isabella, you know, for releasing your freaking water.
Porque!
That was probably like legit what I said too.
It's fucking miserable hot right now.
Yep, it is, man.
I'm tired of it already.
So we kind of started off today with a one-hit wonder from Tumblr. It's their zero IBU, 5.8%, and it's actually zero IBUs. And I got it Tuesday night at the Homebrewers meeting. It's the third Tuesday of the month.
And I always forget.
I do too. But Frank always texts me, says, hey, you going? And I said, yeah, I'm going. And like 10 minutes later, he's like, pick me up. You fucker.
Well, then you're in the neighborhood. Pick me up too.
Yeah. But then I just left. And he was so good luck finding a way home.
Oh, shit.
But it's pretty unique. Lottie was explaining how they, by calculations, get to zero IBUs, and it has had something to do with bittering hops he added at 160 degrees. So there was some temperatures and chemical reactions going on that was way beyond my comprehension.
But so it had to be post-boil, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Just say yes.
Yep. But anyways,
we can be wrong. There's nobody here to tell us anything.
I like it. It's kind of juicy. It's pretty hazy. I mean, you can't see through it at all.
The color's awesome.
Yeah. So I just like the fact that Lottie's going this direction and starting to do some more East Coast style IPAs, and I'm like it. Lysander, what did you say? I'm gonna fuck your name up all day. I'm all probably right, gonna man. Do it on purpose now.
It's cool, man. My parents still fuck it up, so it's all right, man.
I said off the air. Right. I said, how do you pronounce your name, man? You said Lysander, like lie down and Sander. I'm like, that's a fucking ridiculous name. It's the worst name ever.
You know, like
that's a true story, Kenny. Yeah. Really said that.
You know, I liked it. 5.8. But you know, it kind of reminds me of like a light Hef. You know, like, I don't know. You know, it's still got that Tumblr butter staple to it. You know, but. Ultimately, yeah, it's pretty good, you know, 5.8. So I can't complain. Pretty tasty, nice and smooth on the lips.
Yeah, and again, under 6%, so it's not going to knock your dick in the dirt. You can enjoy a few of these. Oh, so we're doing something kind of new to the podcast. I would say our podcasts, podcasting on a Sunday.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I typically I'm recuperating from drinking Friday and Saturday, so I typically don't drink on Sunday. But I gotta say, I feel now that I've got two beers in me, I'm feeling much better now. So last night, for Father's Day, my daughter, This is her old room. Now it's IPA Today Studios. she got me two tickets to the Tainted Love concert at the Fox, mm-hmm. which is a 80s cover band. So,
like a touring band? They're not local, right?
I don't know. They're not local, but the lead guitarist is.
Cool.
He's a local dude, and he was killing it, man. He had his Flying V guitar, man. He was ripping it. We had a blast, man. We got a room at the Padre. We went headed over there, unpacked our stuff, went downstairs, you know, ate. It was so funny. We're like, let's not get the same stuff we got last time. Let's try something different, you know, because we've only eaten there twice. And mm-hmm. when the food came, we're like, oh, yeah, same shit we ordered last time. But we ate. We had a couple beers, or I had 3 or 4 beers. Wendy had a couple drinks, and then we just walked on over to the show.
Nice.
And they had the Bud Light, Michelob.
Standard issue.
Shock Top and the Limeritas. So I had quite a few Shock Tops, but it was reasonable. I mean, it was only $10 a can, so
only ten. Yeah. Yeah. Take out a small loan.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna spend $100 on beer, you would think it'd be something better than Shock Top, but
yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
but the show was good.
It was pretty fun. I gotta say, you know,
Did you go 80s?
Some people did. You know, it looked like it was
a little disappointed. You didn't.
I didn't. It was a North High kind of reunion thing, so there's a lot of North High people there. So they look like they're having a good time. The but tell you,
North High Class of 2007. Is that what it is?
This is a cover band, right? And the people in the audience, you would think they really thought Madonna was coming out on stage, man. They're all like, woo! They're all standing up, like, okay, it's just some. It's a girl in her 20s. She doesn't know who Madonna is, but she's singing her songs. Awesome. So we were like right up front. We're like on the 8th row, but the people, like the middle section, they all sat down right away. But the side sections, the first 7 rows, all stayed standing. Mm-hmm. So finally, Wendy and I were like, let's just go up on the balcony. Nobody's up there. So we went up on the balcony and had a way better view. And like I said, it wasn't really Madonna, so there was no need to try to, you know,
as close as you could.
Throw my chonies up on stage, you know. So
I can still do that.
I tried, but it just hit some dude in the back of the head. So I was like, oh, shit, better go.
Boy, was he pissed.
Let's run. Yeah. So anyways, we headed up to the top and had a much better view. It was right there by the, you know, the bathrooms and the bar were easier to get to. So it was pretty fun.
That place sounds amazing, too, the music in there.
It's a really cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun, man. We had a good time.
Awesome. It's been a similar weekend for me. I think started drinking, I think, Thursday night, drank Friday night, drank last night, now drinking Sunday. And
I'm the same way. We need to do some detoxing after this, man.
You know, there's like, actually, they say it's beer contains this thing called chromium. And so it's supposed to be like a vitamin that you can only get from actually drinking beer. And so they say, like, if you have like one beer a day, it's actually really not as good as, you know, wine, of course, but, you know, who has time for that? But either way, like, beer has what it's called chromium. It's supposed to be really helpful, like, with your digestive system and all kinds of stuff like that. I'm not a doctor or anything like that, so, you know, don't listen to me. But
this is not a medical podcast.
And so, like, but, well, what sucks is, like, for me personally, like, I was like, oh, hell yeah. And so they said, you know, have one beer a day. I was like, well, if I don't do one beer a day, but just do, like, you know, you know, 3-4 beers, you know, 2 days a week, I mean, mm-hmm. that's fine, right? But no, apparently that just doesn't work. You know, hinders all the you know, the results of it. So yeah,
I figured that's why Friday night I try to drink enough beers that I'm healthy for the next 2 weeks.
I'm trying like hell.
Yeah, I got 14 beers in me, so that's good for 2 weeks. But I got to tell you though, man, for a while there, my cholesterol and blood work was kind of creeping up. Mm-hmm. You know, I was inside the trenches, but I was getting to the higher level.
Yeah.
And then Richie moved in and started introducing me to craft beers. And the next thing you know, we're doing this podcast and we're just drinking a shit ton of craft beers. My levels are dialed in, man. The doctor's like, wow, your numbers look great. I go, I switched beers, doc. And he thought I was he thought I was joking. I'm like, nah, I'm serious, man.
It's all those chromium ingredients.
Chromium's doing it. All right. Chromium.
Yep.
Thanks for bringing some knowledge. Mm-hmm.
So we wasted a lot of good material because Lysander was explaining this whole thing on Instagram. So do you want to tell the whole story all over again?
Maybe start with what you do.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I
and how can everybody reach you? Let's start from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
Begin at the beginning.
So, you know, I don't like to refer to myself as a blogger because a blogger kind of, you know, says
superstar. Superstar.
You know, it says you have a website, you take it very professionally. But for me, you know, I just really wanted to get, you know, some free beer, you know, and I wanted to try lots of really good beer. Mm-hmm. And I found that to take it all the way back, you know, and it's everything like that.
I feel like it was in a time machine.
So, I felt like it was Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, so, you know, that being said...
Zoinks!
That was awesome.
Oh man. So yeah. So my wife, you know, she started getting into blogging, and you know, right when she finished school, she said, you know, I want to kind of start my own business, and I was like, you know, that's cool. And the reason I said it was cool personally is because I said, you know, right when I graduated from high school, I told my wife, I said, I don't really think I want to go to college. I really don't think I want to, you know, go into the system. I want to do my own thing. And she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, you know, I'm really passionate about writing music. You know, I think I could be the next Bob Dylan, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was feeling really confident, and I, you know, went out, I bought a guitar, I learned how to play the guitar. And
well, you didn't even know how to play a guitar at this point?
No.
That's pretty ambitious. That's visionary. Like, yeah. Visionary.
You know, set goals, man.
It's all about the words, you know.
I want to be, I'm going to be a porn star. So first I got to go get a big dick. Where do I find that? Oh, I know where to find it, but I have, never mind.
No, one you can use yourself.
Yeah, I see it. It just keeps coming back.
So, you know, on my way for, you know, shopping for a guitar, you know, I started getting into beer, and, you know, I started realizing, you know, lots of really good beers that I could try. And I was like, that's really good. And so, you know, fast forward a couple of years, my wife is telling me, she's, you know, she's graduating from school, and she's saying that, you know, she wants to start her own business. And I said, you know what? You let me goof around for about a year and a half. I'm going to pay it forward, as they say. And I'm going to go ahead and I'll work, and we'll get you through, you know, we'll help you start your own business. And so she started doing her own website. She started working with brands and things like that. And I said, you know, that's interesting. Like, you know, I would totally want to do that. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of things that I'm really into are beer and running, and I would like to be more, you know, kind of part of that society. And she said, okay, well, first thing you need to do is you need to get a social platform. She said, you can also write do a website, write articles, you know, do the whole, you know, really organic approach. And I said, you know what? I don't want to. I just want to, you know, what's the easiest way I can do it? And she's like, well, you can take pictures of beer. And I said, all right, I'll do that. And so I started taking pictures of beer here and there. And, my Instagram following wasn't growing at all. I think I was getting like maybe 4 likes per page. I think one of them was like Bakersfield Vapes and like Bakersfield Hair or something like that.
Bakersfield Vapes likes everybody's page.
Yeah. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd follow them if I, you know, if vaping was, you know, cool and everything like that. but either way, no, I'm just kidding. I'm a pipe tobacco smoker. So I, yeah, it's the only thing I could do. But either way,
I digress.
I got a book on, you know, how to grow your social media brand. I was like, you know what? This is going to solve all my problems, you know? Mm-hmm. So I started reading it, and they said, you know, if you want to be successful at social media, you got to do something different. You got to do something nobody's doing. And I said, well, you know, I do run every now and then, and I drink a lot. And, you know, if you actually get into the running community here, a lot of the runners here drink a lot. So it's really nothing really out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. But I went ahead and I started doing that. And I said, you know what? I was running with one of my friends one day, and we were on a 20 miler, and I was hurting. They were like, so what beer are you having today? I was like, you know what? I'm going to have an IPA, something. I don't know.
And they said, the most chromium.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign me up. The most ABV, really, but the highest ABV. And so with that being said, I said, you know, I think I'm going to do an Instagram show. I'm going to call it Getting You Faded. And so one day I got home, and I told my wife, I said, you know what? I picked up some beers. I'm going to go drink them in the backyard real quick. And you know, you said I can build my, you know, my Instagram following. She's like, yeah, well, that's what I want to do. I want to record a video of myself drinking a beer. She's mm-hmm. like, she's like, really? And I said, yeah,
really?
I'm going to do that. And so I went back there, and I picked up a beer, and I think it was a Sumatra Mountain from Founders. Oh, it's such a wonderful brew. Anything from Founders.
I was going to say, they make some good beer.
Oh, man.
I got two backwards bastards downstairs.
Oh, that 11.2, 11.2. Something.
It's up there, man. Oh. I thought it was 14, but it's powerful.
Oh man. So I had the Sumatra Mountain. I drank it, and I said, you know, hey, welcome back to Getting You Faded. Unfortunately, it was the first show, so someone pointed out in the comments, freaking trolls, you know, saying like
welcome back.
Yeah, like what the hell is the first episode? Like, so either way, I started doing it, and you know, slowly but surely I started, you know, garnering followers. I started, you know, just, you know, trying to find people that were kind of interested in the same thing. So like if I was drinking Founders that day, I went to the Founders site, found people that were really into Founders beer, started following them, seeing if they would be, you know, interested in watching what I was doing. And, mm-hmm. you know, they did it. And then I went ahead and I would drink another beer, and I would, you know, start going to the sites where people were promoting their beers, and I would you know, follow them. And, you know, slowly but surely people started, you know, some people are like, yo, this is, you're like, what do you know about beer and stuff like that? And I was like, yeah, you're right. And so I've started now at this point, I've started trying to learn more about beer. Right. Like, I believe it or not, more like, I think it was like 2 months ago, I learned what IBU stands for. I was like, oh, International Bitter Units, right? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Right? Okay, cool. And so, but yeah, I know. So that's kind of how that's the story of
snowballed.
You had a shit ton of followers. And I'll be honest, Sean and I, the only reason we had you on is so it'll boost up our followers.
Not true.
I mean, okay, not me, Sean. So the troll is funny you say that because I'm the whole Instagram thing is kind of new to me. So I'm but for this podcast, I've been getting better at it and I make sure I include it on all the posts. And there's a picture on Instagram from it was me and Richie and my son went to Flame Burger. Mm-hmm. And got one of those 100-ounce beers. Yeah, big old thing. And since you and I have been talking on messaging through Instagram, now I start looking for, oh, I wonder if anybody else has sent. And I found one with that picture. I'm like, oh, why would somebody, that thing's like a year old, you know? And I look, and there's some dude I'm not even following. He goes, you look like a bloated butter bean.
Like, what? A bloated butter bean.
Yeah.
Not just like, butter bean.
I'm like, man, that wasn't nice to say by Richie. Yeah, so
they're all out there. It's easy to talk shit when you're hiding behind a screen.
Yeah. Oh, man. What do they call that? Keyboard brave or whatever?
Man, I can't tell you. And like it keeps you, like, for me personally, it keeps me training because like I think one of the things that I've always wanted to do is I worked with a brand. They were basically a vet operated company and they were the Best Coast Brew Dudes. And they were the first company that actually worked with me. And I was so happy. I said, hey, I want to do my first giveaway. I'm about to hit my first 1,000 followers. Would you be willing to, you know, work with me on this? And so for the giveaway, we gave away 2 bottles of Shuttle Bunny, which for me was my favorite white IPA from Kernberg Brewing Company.
Yep.
But they went ahead and they threw in a shirt, they threw in a glass and they're like, yeah, you know, we'll promote it on both our pages and stuff like that. And so, when they did it, I posted the video on Instagram. The guy's like, dude, those are some nice man boobs you got there. And I was like, oh dude, shit. Really, bro? So yeah, you definitely have to have, like, you know, man, I don't know. You just have that thick skin, man.
I would have shut it down.
I'm out. And it's hard. It's hard. I was like,
no more giveaways.
I was like, it was cold outside, you know? And so, but yeah, you do. Like, it's so much about, you know, the physicalities of everything. It's just kind of like, man, really, bro? Like, you just had to say that. Like, you're feeling good because, you know, after I finish one of those episodes, I'm having a pretty good beer. You know, I got a nice little buzz on, you know, kicking with my family, everybody. And then I read, like, hey, nice boobs. I'm like, wow. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, you missed the point there, bro. Well, whatever. They bring all the boys to the yard. So, like, what the fuck, man? People, man.
Yeah. It's.
So again, I think you never answered the question. How can people reach you? Where are you at?
Oh yeah, my bad. I wanted the whole story and everything like that.
I just want to talk about my man boobs.
Yeah.
Manboobs.com.
I'm at Instagram. It's at LA Ramos. So it's at L.A. Ramos. Or you can search it at LA Ramos. And usually if you go to Google now, it's kind of popping up more often, so which is cool. That's pretty sweet. You know, bummer if you're trying to find potential employers, but you know, good if you're trying to get your social media presence more active. So yeah, that's nice.
It was funny that Troy with On Tap Bakersfield blog, he had sent me a message the other day and said, hey, you should check this dude out. Maybe start following him. I go, he's coming on the show this next weekend. He's like, oh, okay, good.
Okay, good.
Dude, that guy called out my wooden fence, man. I was like, dude, I worked so hard on that wooden. Because if the earlier episodes, I got this, like, you've probably seen it. The trashy wooden fence was falling apart. I think some guy commented, like, hey, man. I was like, I'll get you, you know, if you buy me a beer, I'll mow your lawn. I was like, son of a bitch. Like, yeah. So, you know, like, literally, you have to, like, have everything nice and pristine. But, you know, when you go to, like, other, like, blogging sites and things like that, everybody's got the nice kitchen counter and everything.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
They set it up.
So it's kind of like, but you guys have a really, really nice setup. It's nice and, like, comfy in here, you know?
Yeah, so this is, Joey donated this table, and I just recently bought a second set of booms, so I have these booms for to go on the road, I actually screwed down, because I set all these up with the chairs, so it's right in your face, but somebody always wants to, I'm just going to say, Joey and Troy and Richie, they can't quit fucking with these booms, man. They grab it, they twist it, and these little clamps come off the table. I'm like, just leave it alone. So anyway,
like once they start wiggling.
Right. So finally, these, I went ahead. These are the older ones. So I went ahead and drilled a hole and screwed it to the table. So
did you ask Joey if you could drill holes in his table?
No, fuck Joey. Fuck Joey. Joey's like, oh, I want to. He's like, I want to come meet this guy. He's so cool. I want to come meet him. You good? Are you? What are you doing Sunday? I'm not doing anything. Do you want to come on the show with Lysander? He's like, oh yeah, that'd be so fun. So I text him, like, hey, fucker, where you at? I forgot. Never mind.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's probably hungover.
No one takes social media seriously.
Yeah.
It's cool. You know.
I told him, though, just come over for an hour, man. Get, you know, the boat will still be there. He tears down his boat and recarpets the whole thing. And that's actually quite a chore.
Yeah, he's got it documented on his social media.
Really?
His process.
You guys have like a lake out here. Like, you ever go out kayaking or anything
like that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've bought a kayak, two-seater.
He just skinny dips in it. Yeah.
Hey, well, I don't skinny dip because I don't want to get in the water, but I do skinny kayak. I just get in the kayak naked and go, especially when they're having those little kid birthday parties. At the
How's the sunburn?
You can't see everything.
Yeah. How's the sunburn?
It didn't get burnt. It's not that. It's tucked in nice. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got a kayak, a two-seater, and I think the wife and I have used it twice. We've had it like 4 years. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, we got to get it. It'd be great exercise. We'll use it all the time. We've used it like twice.
Yeah, they say all you need is like, what, 30 minutes per day or something like that? So, you know, I don't know. I initially, one of my buddies got a kayak, and I've been wanting to go out there and just like, you know, go out there and splash around. But, mm-hmm. you know, doing it in the nude sounds kind of nice. You know?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
It's not illegal if you can't see everything. So
that's right.
It's
not, just got a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
For all they know.
It's a Speedo under there.
You just keep it, you know. Yeah. Right.
The man tuck.
So the man tuck. I can't wait till you guys hear part two of episode 47 where Joey reveals there's something that you guys are going to hear. I don't want to talk about it because this has come out after that episode comes out. So it's not going to make much sense, but
they'll have already heard it.
Yeah.
But for my listeners, I'm not Kevin listeners. You're going to have to listen to that.
Yeah. You guys have to listen to it. Yep. Yep. Let's just say it's a Mexican version of Something About Mary. Let's leave it at that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So talk about running. Talk about running.
Oh, yeah. So
how many miles a week?
Hey, why don't you drink your beer there, Sean?
Oh.
I've been wanting to be called the Lechero for a while.
Yeah. Pinche Lechero.
I'm having a hard time with
it. I got that Spirit Walker. You know, we can break it out right now. I've been waiting to. Yeah, you know.
Looking for an excuse to.
Oh, pop man. It yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. There's the.
Well, there we go. Yeah, so.
Official
talk about
IPA
running.
Today.
Oh, what?
Yep. Badass, right?
That is badass. What kind of shell is this?
It's like a 50 cal, isn't it?
Holy moly.
Yep.
You know.
That's a gift from Joey.
I run out a lot in the fields by Hart Park. I live right there on the east side. So, like, I literally 2.5 miles from my. From my house is about it's a goat's trail, and for those of you that know, it's a beautiful trail that's actually a canyon within Hart Park. And so, like, just to kind of and again, Google it if you haven't seen it, but just to show you guys like what I'm talking about. What's literally at Hart Park is this right here.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful, beautiful trail that you can like get on, and it's just man, it's something that it's tough and it gets you your elevation gain. But to answer answer the question, how many miles a week am I going at? I'd say about 30, 35. Right now, I finished at 30.1.
I don't like to drive that far.
I'm trying to do the, right now, the goal, last year, our goal for the show was to do a marathon. And the goal was to, so we signed up for the Bakersfield Marathon, and that was a great one. Sadly, the day before I did that marathon, I threw out my back, like something fierce. And so,
you posted about that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. I called my,
catch up, Kenny.
I called my doctor and, go for it, man. And so I called my doctor and they said, well, you know, when you lift up your legs, is it tingly? And I lifted it up and I was like, yeah, it's a little tingly. They shouldn't run. And I was like, well, it's not tingling that. Oh, it's all good.
You're good. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to live on the edge.
Attaboy.
Yeah. He's trying to decide if he wants to rinse out his glass and move on.
So
sometimes I rinse out the glass, but it's also to keep hydrating. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm still on the tumbler.
Well, this is tumbler too. Yeah. So
just pour it on top.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that.
Beer blending. You know, that's, oh, my bad. I'll go into that. But have you guys seen that stuff that people are doing, the whole beer blending thing? And if you go to like,
Linkwise does it.
Yeah. You get different beers and like, you see some people on YouTube and Instagram doing that stuff. And it's like, dude, why? Why? You know? Hey, all right. He did it.
I'm catching hell. I'm gonna rinse because I need the water.
So either way, so for the first season we finished the marathon. This season we're doing the 50K, and so it's about 31 miles in the desert. So the way you train for a 50K is you run a marathon. So I'll be doing the Bakersfield. They invited me back to the Bakersfield Marathon this year, so I'll be doing the Bakersfield Marathon again, and I'll be. The goal is to run it nice and slowly. In fact, I'm actually the ambassador for a local running club here in town called Team Ibuprofen. And so I'll be hosting a bunch of local runs for everybody here in town that wants to, you know, kind of run with me and, you know, So those will be on, online, you know, on my page. And then of course, like on the Team Ibuprofen page. But I'll be hosting a lot of those runs to try to get people to go out with me, but I'll be doing that one nice and relaxed miles, you know, 26.2. But the goal after running that marathon is to go out the next day and then do, you know, an easy 5 miles to try to get myself ready for the 50K. So the goal is, either to do the Ridgecrest 50K, which is out in the desert. It's tons of fun. What's really great, and especially if you're into drinking and craft beer, is ultras. They're 50 milers, the 100 milers. You have tons of people out there that are willing to give you free beer.
They say,
you're out there at like mile 26, and they're just like, you know what? You look like you're hurting. Do you want some ibuprofen? No. Do you want a beer then? And they'll give you a beer. You chug it and you keep moving, and it really helps you because ultimately everything hurts. You're kind of dying, and you know,
and you need to replenish your chromium.
Yeah, at that point,
you burn a lot of chromium when you run, apparently.
So yeah, it's really a nonstop party, you know, and that's really what running's about for me personally. It's just like, you know, you don't got to be in ultra really good shape. You can go out there and kind of just
you can have man boobs.
Yeah, I was gonna say
you can have man boobs.
Gotta wear a bro.
Maybe I'll start running.
Gotta wear a bro so they don't bounce too much.
I recommend giving it out. But yeah, that's usually what I do, is about 30-35 miles a week.
Man's ear.
And then kind of keep it right now. Next week I'm hoping to get about 40. So I have tomorrow off work, so I'm probably gonna hit about 20 miles. And geez, what has it been, like 107? 100?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So is it Cameron Haynes that does the like, he'll do like 100 miles in a few days?
Oh, dang.
Of like mountain trail running, something like that.
Yeah, there's a few people out there that do it. Right now for me, a lot of the runners that I follow, at least local runners, I follow, was it Donovan Gabriel? He's a big runner here up in town. He's actually the founder of Team Ibuprofen. I got a buddy that I follow, Jason Marriott. That guy ran a 50 miler. He's been running a 50 miler every year. And it's just amazing seeing like the perseverance that goes through it. You know, cause you really like, you get to this point to where it's like, you know, everything's shut down. You know, I feel like I'm dying. You're feeling like you're about to pass out. And you say like, you know what, I'm going to kind of go ahead and push it. You know, I'm going to push it. I'm going to go against that line between like overdoing it and, you know, kind of like when you're drinking
through,
you know, like, you know, should power I have through. This, you know, this rare barrel? Yeah. I should, you know,
it's going to hurt tomorrow, but fuck it. Yeah.
You know, and just to get that, you know, and it's great. And, you know, definitely, speaking of that kind of stuff, you know, it's been so hot and stuff like that. I recently did the summer series where they had the attorney, was it Benjamin Green?
That's right.
Tragedy.
Right.
That,
yep.
Very sad.
That recently happened.
Which, for those of you back home and in Florida that listen, or the my buddies to the north, my Canadian friends, or my buddy over, I've got just around 10 listeners, and half of them are different countries, but
two of them are here.
So we had a local attorney run a 5K, and it was triple digits temperatures, and so where Sean and I work in the oil industry, we talk about it, we train about it, and we constantly
preaching.
You know, it's all about hydration the day before. It's about acclimation. There's no getting around it. It's coming. It's going to hurt you if you don't respect it. This guy's a lawyer. I would assume he just spends a lot of time in the office. Mm-hmm. And
but he's fit, right? I mean, he was a runner.
He was fit and he was intelligent, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter, right? Your body's what your body is, and he succumbed to. It's a fatality,
right?
And it's very sad. So
nine kids,
yeah.
Insane.
In fact, before the race,
it wasn't the heat that killed him. Oh, sorry.
Too soon. Too soon.
Wow. Before the race, I like I said, I'm prepping for this 50K. So I lifted weights right before the race. I ran, when I got there, I ran about 2 miles around the course, kind of just got myself warmed up. And then we're all getting ready to start. And so I my little brother, who recently got into running, a guy is a nice bulky guy of like, you know, over 200. And he said, you know, I want to get into running. I want to get in shape. And so I said, all right, man, but, you know, make sure you drink a lot. Like you just said right now, man, just drinking the day before. I mean, if you start drinking like the day of the race, it's kind of too late, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But we get out there and I run and I finish the race. And then I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for my brother to come in. And they say, hey, we need to ice at the last aid station. And I was like, damn it, that's my brother. He passed out on the course. Because it's not unheard of when you run marathons, even if you run half marathons or ultras, that you see people like the last 3 miles just like on the course, just dying, you know, and they'll live. They're fine. You know, you
not
go up
literally
to them.
Dying.
Yeah, yeah. You just say, hey, are you okay? They're like, I just need a rest. You know, can you leave a blanket over me? It's like, yeah, sure, whatever, man. But ultimately, he was about 45 minutes after a 5K. And so I went running. And I came up to my brother and he looked like just a deer in headlights. And I said, what happened, man? He's like, I saw a guy fall in front of me. And I was like, all right. He's like, it's like, what happened? He said, you know, he looked blue. And I was like, really? Like, and you really don't hear about that, like, you know, in 5K races and things like that. But the Bakersfield Summer Series, it's a race that has been going on for about 30 years. It's basically a series of six races every other week that go on, you know, for years in the triple digits. In fact, I've ran it year after year, and you go out there and it's just so hot. One year I came back from a music festival. I'd been chugging a bunch of beers and I was like, yeah, let's do this summer series. You know? And so, but yeah, just, you know, ultimately respecting the heat, my brother ran behind him and he saw him, you know, basically collapse. He said, you know, damn. He looked like he just, you know, got hit by like, you know, a truck or something. Mm-hmm. He fell. And just ultimately it's respecting the heat, knowing your body and just knowing, you know, when to stop. You know, you know yourself better than anyone. So,
right. Have you always been a runner?
You know what? No.
Did you start running when you picked up the guitar?
You know, yeah, no, I started running probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. I was about 270 pounds and I was chasing my son around the house and I was like, damn it, like I'm having the hardest time keeping up with you, kid. And so I just decided, I was like, you know what,
crawling.
Yeah, so I started you ever see those ladies in the mall that like walk the power walking stance, you know? And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna totally do that. And so I started doing that, and you know, it's a little embarrassing at first, but it's like, you know, who cares? I'm doing more miles than, you know, you talking crap, you know? And so I'd go out there and I did it, and I just started, you know, going at it. And for me, it never was about like losing weight. It was about being able to keep up with my family, being able to, you know, go out to a, you know, a company, you know, softball game and, you know, not run around the base and like, you know, have to be, you know, given water at the end of it. So it's just, you know, it was nice.
At second base, need to stop and take a break.
Hit close to home. But yeah, no, it was, I started doing it that way. And, but no, you know, back in school, back in college, I was really into drama and stuff like that. And so, you know, not into
like
gossip.
Drama, like crazy, yeah, but, like gossip, like, yeah, crazy, but crazy like, girls. And
no, just, you know, doing some plays around town and stuff like that. And I was really into that. I think I played like four different extras in an execution of justice at, you know, the Bakersfield Community College. So,
cool.
That's good times.
I don't remember what the original question was, because god dang, you talk, dude.
I know, shit. My bad, dude. It's the brew.
so now
That's what you do on a podcast. You talk.
Yeah, but god damn, man. Give somebody else a chance.
Kenny can handle it.
Yeah. So right now, Lysander brought over another Templar. So we're two Templars in. And this is the Spirit Walkers, the Russian Imperial Stout, 11.2%. So it's a big boy. And but one of the things we always talk about is when you have these big boys, it's cool when you're sharing it with four or five people. But so three of us would have probably been fine, but Sean gave me that little I'm a bitch signal, like, oh, just a little bit. I just have
I'm almost done.
Yeah, I bet that shot glass is taking a while. Yeah, so
I'm moving a little slow today.
Me and Lysander are having to be the men at the table. And,
I appreciate it.
God dang, just what I didn't want to do.
That's what I love about this show, though. Like, right? Like, I listen to this show like when I'm on my long runs, and like when you start it, it's like, because you're just like, man, I'm dying. It sucks. It's, you know, so hot outside, and then you get like right 30, 40 minutes into it. And I remember when I was talking to my wife before I came here, I was like, you know, I'm not sure if we're just going to have like a really good time, if we're going to like have one beer. So I'm going to bring some beers just in case and stuff like that. But no, I'm glad to know. Like,
you'll never come here and just have one beer. I guarantee you that. Even if you got to drink
a little.
It looks like Sean's on his second beer, but
I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to look like he's fucking Lucheros.
Can't keep up with Sean. Yep.
You know, I don't know if you guys ever go through this, but when you've been drinking a little bit, like this weekend, kind of hitting it hard, and then feel pretty good waking up this morning. And then I had that first beer. Now I'm like, fuck, kind of hitting me. Like now I'm hungover.
You know, for me, it's the water.
Too much chromium.
Oh, chromium overload. I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, great, man. I feel good, man. Mm-hmm. And I had a coffee down at the little coffee shop at the Padre. And but I ate a bagel, and I'm like, oh, I need some water, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I get home and I grab some water. And as soon as I started drinking the water, I was like, ugh. I'm like, God dang it. The fucking hangover just kicked in. So I drank the second water, tried to power through it and start flushing my system. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until I drank that stone that I'm like, okay, now I'm feeling better. You got to power. And that's what Joey says, man. You gotta drink that beer, man. Power through it.
Hair of the dog, man.
That's right. Hair of the chromium.
Someone's going to get really sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shit.
What the hell?
This is good, though.
Yep.
You know what? Yeah. No. Hey,
so Sean, one more time. I'm Not Kevin podcast. So how can people reach you?
www.imnotkevin.com. Instagram, I'm Not Kevin Pod. Twitter, just search anywhere. You'll find me.
Yep. And for Sean's listeners, it's ipatoday.net, or as people say, .pak for Pakistan. But it's not. Instagram, I am. Hold on, I think I am.
He's got a look.
IPA Today 93312, and a Twitter. It's IPA Podcast, I believe.
Twitter.
Yep.
That's a different beast. I just started getting into that. I think of like Twitter, just like a mountain. You go shout off things.
Right.
Yeah. And see what happens.
Yeah. See what happens.
I just when I put it out there, I just make sure I include Twitter and. Mm-hmm. We'll include Twitter, we'll include Instagram, and just boom, and Facebook, send it all out at one shot.
Social media is a whole other world, for sure. It takes work.
You know, before this, like, were you guys into social media, or was it kind of like you got into it because you were doing it?
I don't know if you know, but so like 8.5 years ago, I was in a really bad motorcycle versus car accident.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why I don't run 50 miles, because I've got some paralysis going on. But I was laying in a hospital bed down in my living room, just, Jerry Springer had ended. So I was like, well, now what? So I guess I'll get the laptop out and start, looking at some porn. And then I got done with that. And I'm like, now what?
Eight minutes later.
So I'm like, all my people, that gay porn does it for me. So,
and I gave you some credit there.
You did. So, I was wondering, I've got all these friends back home in Florida and they don't even know I was in this accident. And here I am. I was in a coma for a week. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks. I'm stuck in this hospital bed in my living room. And so I tried to basically Google one of my buddies, and Facebook came up, and I was like, I don't want to do Facebook because I think that brings in shit, blah, blah, blah. But then I was like, fuck it. It's my son's laptop, and I've already got gay porn on it. So fuck it. Right. So, I signed up for Facebook, and that's kind of how I just was my way of keeping in contact with my people back home in Florida. So that was that. And I really never went beyond. I was just trying to post some jokes on there and just kind of keep up with what's going on back home. And it wasn't until this podcast that really tried to start getting more involved and more active in it. And it's just like Sean said, it takes work, and I'm 50 years old, so I don't have the skill sets these kids do. I mean, it's not my life. I'm trying, mm-hmm. But so Joey was like, I'll start doing it for you. I go, good. But then he's like, what you posted the other day was way funnier than I could have posted. I'm like,
okay. You just got to feed him stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, Sean's.
I've pretty much always been into it. I mean, I've been the MySpace days.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For me personally, I wasn't really into it at all. In fact, I used to make fun of people that would get in. I was like, Facebook. I'm like, mm-hmm. Why? I just meet people in real life. And it's just, you realize
shit.
Yeah. But then somebody gets a birthday invite, and then you don't, you're sitting there like, well, what the hell? Where's my postcard? Like, they didn't send it through postcards, bro.
Exactly.
Right. Stamps are expensive.
You're not on Facebook, man. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay. So,
What I was going to say when he got on this big old tangent, a guy we work with named Eddie, I think, lives right there where you're at.
Where?
Same area.
He's a bicyclist.
A bicyclist, mountain biker, a guy named Eddie.
We won't use last names.
Yeah. But he lives up there by you.
Okay. I want to get into cycling. I just, maybe, I don't know. Every time I get hurt, I say, you know, I'm going to start riding my bike. And we have such a sweet bike path here in town. Mm-hmm. Like literally you can take it all the way from Lake Mink all the way out to Ennis Road.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Long, yeah.
Chug a couple of beers. And in fact, we have Bike Bakersfield, that does some amazing rides, you know, once every month. They're really a lot of fun. And then we have the adventure cycling crew that's just started out here that are on Facebook. And if you go to Bike Bakersfield, you can actually find out about them. They recently did a bike, ride that was from Beach Park. You basically go, you set a saddle on your bike. That means you pack, you know, you get your Yeti ice cage, you put all your beers in there, you go, they rode 40 miles out to Wind Wolves, and you go out there, run a cool little 10 out there, then you come back, drink all day, and then ride 40 miles back home. It's
wow. How does that work with your buzz? Do you sweat out the buzz and lose it, or does
you know, it's a No, you don't. You know, what's crazy is, you know, if you do it while you're doing it, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling great. But like after a marathon or like after an ultra, you have a beer. It's just like, no, it's, you know, it's like, but it might be because like usually after a marathon or ultra, I've been drinking the entire time. So, yeah. I want to especially thank, you know, Tembler for being out there on the, you know, the Bakersfield marathon. Just like all these people that literally, like if you go to, you know, the Big Sur Marathon, you go to, you know, the Mountain Speech Marathon. There's people out there just like, dude, you're suffering. Have a beer.
That's cool. That's cool. I would never guess that.
You guys ever have a, get a good buzz going, like maybe have two or three beers and then you go like to fuck. And as you're fucking, you're thinking, God damn, I want to hurry up and finish. I can get another beer. You ever do that?
Never.
I just get so like, I can't even get into it. that might be some underlying issues that I probably shouldn't go into at this
time. You don't want to mix Viagra and beer.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah,
there's cold, like, beer in the fridge.
It's like, but you know, it's like, what if you just keep a beer right there and then, you know, it's like, you're done already? Yeah, sorry, you're so hot.
Is that the equivalent to the shower beer? You have a fuck beer.
Oh, so did you know at the Padre, they have the? Did you get a room there before?
I have, yeah.
Did you see the shower with the glass?
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Have you seen that?
I've never gone to the Padre.
Padre's very nice.
So you got the bed where you lie down, and then you go around the corner to the bathroom. So in the bathroom, you got the toilet and the shower. And the shower is between the toilet and the bed, but there's in between the shower and the bed is a glass wall.
Okay. That was a terrible description.
Yeah, was it really?
I can kind of see it. Yeah. It's like one of those.
So bottom line is, it's not a two-way mirror. I'm just going to say that. So wife caught me beating off. But yeah, there's like, well, that door is right there. That's the
Was that before or after you turned her down because you wanted another beer?
You know what's crazy? It's like, you got to think about it. It's like, you know, what am I beating off to? What I'm watching? Or is it just like, yeah, you know? Like,
or you're looking in the mirror.
Or I just got excited because I was going to head downstairs and grab a beer. So I'm like, I can't wait. You know what? I got to rub one out. Just enough time to freaking squeeze one out. Yeah. Burp the old worm and get a beer.
So I read online, like, the Padres got like this whole thing about like they've had like ghost people go down there and stuff like that. There's supposed to be like a hand in the wall, like at the bar. Have you seen that? Like,
I didn't see it, but that's why I was like, let's do the handy. I'm in. Right?
It was subliminal.
Sorry, it was baby. Subliminal. This room must be haunted.
I couldn't help it.
My hand's possessed. Yeah.
Grab me some lotion, would you?
Oh man.
I've heard the stories about it being haunted. But I've never heard the hand story.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a handprint that shows up.
The bar.
No matter what they do, they can't paint over it. Well, yeah. Wow. Is it at the bar though?
I have no idea. I've never gone to the Padre. You know,
never at all.
But you all said they just have like Shock Top. But have you
No. That was at the Fox.
Ooh, that's my bad then.
Yeah. No. Last night I was drinking Elysian. The Space Dust.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love them. And then you know, have you guys heard about this whole thing? It's like everybody is just like a stealth craft or big business is getting crafty. And it's all about like Elysian was bought up by.
You say Elysian?
Yeah. Elysian or what?
I say Elysian.
Yeah, you know.
You don't pronounce your own name right, so.
Yeah, that's true. You know.
It's Lysander.
Yeah.
It is. After today, it is.
But yeah, no, it's this whole thing about like, you know, all these different, you know, beer companies and like 10 Barrel. And they actually
Wicked Weed just got bought out.
Yeah, that. And initially, I was like, I was reading this book about history and beer, and they're like, you know, if it wasn't, you know, these breweries buying them out, it would be the retailers. it's always going to be something. And so mm-hmm. to kind of just like, you know, you got to pick your battles.
These are conversations that Richie and I've had many a times. And if you think about it, let's say you start a brewery and it's a 2-barrel system, 1-barrel system, 3-barrel mm-hmm. system, whatever. It's pretty small. And, you know, I work for you and Sean, me and Sean work for you, right? We help you brew and we serve and we clean up and all that. And all of a sudden Anheuser-Busch comes in and says, check it out, dude. I will buy your company, but I'm not going to take part in it. You still do your thing, but I've got the ability to get like Dr. Rudy hops out of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I've got a stronghold on certain ingredients. I can offer Kenny and Sean a 401k program.
Things you'll never be able to supply.
All this stuff. And everybody, you know, gets a little bonus out of the deal and you continue doing your own thing. But basically it is, I want people to think that I, as Anheuser-Busch, produce craft beer.
Yeah.
So there's one hand going, it's a kind of a good thing. It's a win-win. As long as they don't tell you, I want to adjust your recipes. As long as they're not doing that, I think it's a win-win. But I remember one time I was talking to Tyson and I said, there's a St. Archer, their pale ale. I was like, the pale is like super hoppy. I loved it. And he's like, yeah, if you like Coors beer, because that's who owns it. I'm like, don't hate on him, man. He has a,
they got that cold filter system, man.
Yeah. Like. Well, but his point was he didn't like St. Archer because they gave in to the big guys. Mm-hmm. And I guess I understand that.
I mean, it definitely, if you follow, you know, any of the craft beer stuff online and stuff, whenever that happens, it drives a lot of emotion.
You finished your beer already?
Too. Fucking Lucero.
Wow. Good for you, man. You fucking pounded that.
Oh, man. All 2 ounces.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was that much in there. Yep.
That's like when I point to my dick, I tell the wife, you handled all that? Good for you. Wow. You're a trooper. Oh, well, you're going to hurt tomorrow.
from laughing.
Good luck on your walk picking up the mail.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You see, you're limping. I did that.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
No.
But no, you said it's like a, you know, it's a win-win. And it's tough because like ultimately for, you know, for me, like during the first season of what I was doing, I did Wolf Among Weeds, which was Golden World Brewing. And, you know, they were bought out. And there's this.
Another one that was bought out. Yeah.
There's this whole thing that's going around now. So there's trolls and everywhere you go.
For sure.
We were talking about this earlier. And there's actually trolls online. There's this Instagram site called Golden Road Brewing Rules. And so basically what they do is they find people that are posting about what they think is craft beer and they basically promote them on their page. They got 23 followers, but they actually manage it like, you know, normal business would, like, you know, through the analytics. Mm-hmm. And although they got 23 followers, they got people visiting their page daily, like thousands of people, probably not that much. I'm, you know, it's probably Spirit Walker talking, but either way, but basically they'll take a person who does a post about it, like, look, this person so-and-so celebrates, you know, supports corporate beer. That's mm-hmm. right. Corporate beer rules, you know, hipsters suck and things like that. And it's, ooh, I didn't even know that
back was to the hipsters, hey, yeah. Back to the hipsters.
Joey, don't listen.
That was something I totally didn't know about. I was like, whoa, we got craft beer trolls now? It's like craft. Crazy. Wow. So, yeah.
I don't know, man. For me, I totally appreciate and I love what people like Kyle at Dionysus and Tyson up at local craft beer. And I mean, look, all these, I appreciate everything everybody does.
For sure.
But for me at the end of the day, it's, do I like the beer? Yes or no?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and it's not so much who made it. It's just,
Is it good?
Will I order another one?
I love to support local business, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that, to me, that's a big part. You asked earlier, one of my favorites always is Lengthwise, and I've been a fan since the beginning.
Yeah.
And partly because, you know, when there wasn't much craft beer or local breweries in town.
Microbreweries.
Yeah, microbreweries. They were it, right? I remember, you know, going to them when you walked in and it was basically walking into like LCB is now, right? And just a little tiny place.
LCB, man. They're like picking up so much traction right now. Like, yeah. Oh, man. Everything.
Yeah. And I try to take credit for it.
It's all you. Yeah. It's all
I got 10 listeners, motherfucker. And they, like,
and they love that beer.
I think that's where I heard about them from.
See, there you go. Exactly. Validated.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, man.
But Tyson's, I mean, he's fucking cool.
Yeah. They,
you know, I mean, he makes it if you go in there and if he's not busy, if he can catch you for a minute and just talk about beer, he fucking loves to talk about
beer.
Have
you guys heard about their the mud is real that they're doing up in Lancaster?
Yes.
Oh, I want to just drive. They put it like, I saw someone put a twig on it on Instagram. I was like, dude.
Who's that? Is that with
Bravery?
Bravery Brew?
Yeah.
It's a collaboration. Yeah. And it looks like a glass of mud.
Yeah.
Dude, man, but chocolate, like everything they do, like, oh, man. Ugh. I just been loving it.
Yeah, I want to try it. I want to try it.
But no. I what was I talking about again?
Spirit Walker.
That's yeah.
It numbs the tongue
and the brain. Yeah, no, with me and Tembler, it's been a love-hate relationship, but everything like, and I think with all breweries, it takes time. Cause even with Dionysus, like I think I'm going to get a lot of crap for this, but yeah. So ultimately, like when I reviewed Grimm, I didn't review Grimm cause I don't do reviews. I do recommendations. Mm-hmm. But either way, I said, oh man, Grimm Colorfield 4.8, 4.7. It tastes delicious with the rose hips, but it's really hard to screw up 4.8 ABV, you know, it's basically, you know, it's basically Kool-Aid with a shot of vodka, but either way, but with Dionysus, like, is that how you say, or is it, I hear people say Dionysus, I hear it's Dionysus. Dionysus,
it's actually an old
Greek
right. God of
wine.
A beer.
Beer. Yeah, beer, that's right.
Or maybe
right.
Wine.
No, I think you're spirits. Right. Spirits. Yeah, there. Initially when they came
the
out
Greek
with it,
God of getting
was
invaded.
It Berliner's, Berliner's Field, I was like, what, 4 point, what? Nah, man, you know, like, I'm not going to do that. But they're doing their collaboration with LCB, which is something I really am looking forward to trying.
They've done that already, and it's funny because they're doing the same recipes, but different techniques on as far as how they're, I guess, getting to the sour stuff.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Right.
Tyson explained it. One of the episodes when we went up there to LCB, Tyson explained the two different processes and how he's kind of quote unquote cheating
to get to the sour result.
Yep.
Dude, man. Yeah, no, I'm excited. That one, I'm excited for the, what is it, 10 Hayes Commandments or whatever?
Yeah,
with cool ass logo.
The Biggie Smalls. Yeah.
Where is that in town? Where is that at? Or is it not in town? Because I see people in LA picking that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw a picture of somebody that's like, got the 10 Hayes. I was like, what?
So that's another thing, and I can't wait to get Jess on here because we want to start talking about some of this distribution and how that works because... You know, you'll go to Sully's, you'll go to Save Mart, which are two of our big on the Northwest side, where you'll get these craft beers and bombers, six packs. And one minute they've got LCB and other good stuff, and then they missing. Don't. So kind of need to talk about that and find out why doesn't Tyson want to continue, or does he not have a say-so? Because once he sends it to the distributor, it's out. I don't know. But I could just have the Snobs, you know what I mean?
That's Snobs is delicious.
That's a great beer.
Snobs is good, yeah.
Yep.
I took the Snobs.
But it is. It's random, right? You feel like you got a spot. Okay, this is where I can go to get this beer, and then it's gone.
And you feel bad, too, because, like, you know, I mean, for us locally people, we go and we make friends with, like, the people that are working there, and it's just kind of like, I want to go to you, but, man, this other place has it, so I got to go over there. And I feel so bad because initially when I started, I'm a huge fan of Country Club Liquors. You know, that guy has really done a really great job of, like, you know, having a lot of the craft beer and kind of keeping it eventually after it changed ownership. But then, like, I started getting into Imbibe and what Kevin, man, and all the work they do there, getting the good beers.
Yeah, Kevin's legit, man.
Oh, man. That guy, man. Like, I literally feel like every time I go and talk to Kevin Hiles, man, I just want to go and just, like, you know, just take some notes, man, because that guy just has, like,
the knowledge,
man. And it's just like, oh.
Well, even when just going in there kind of blind and just staring at the cooler. A dice box and just, you know, cause just, I just, you know, cause there's so much to choose from, but always there's a couple of people that come by. What are you looking for?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like they're just ready to kind of guide you.
That guy recently, he wrote a like kind of like a little post in Bigger Soul Craft Beer about like, how can, you know, the foreign markets like in Europe, you know, basically get, you know, more people to purchase their beer here in Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. And I think Sean, the guy who does a lot of local craft beer, you know, here and, you know, homebrewing, I should say, he was, and he basically Well, what Kevin was saying
is that Sean B.
Yeah, yeah, Sean yeah. B. Yeah, and so basically, you know, Kevin had wrote this thing.
Fansicle.
He's the only last name we use.
That sick ale. But dude, I've been wanting to try some of his beer, and like,
he's so creative.
I've never reached out to him, and like, I kind of wanted to just be like, look, man, like, I want to try it. Like, is it?
You just reached out to him just now.
I think. You did. Oh, yeah.
Okay. He won't listen to Kenny.
But he might listen to
Kevin. He probably doesn't listen to me. He definitely doesn't.
But yeah, no,
we should have you both back and just have you both on the show.
But Kevin wrote this like really great post. He said, like, you know, what does the the out of country markets, the international markets need to do to get more people to buy your beer? Mm-hmm. And he says, we have like, you know, these like old ales that have been done like since the 1800s that, you know, they keep their style the same. You mm-hmm. know, these old like German beers that are, you know, like your Duval's, your Trappist beers, mm-hmm. which are they're delicious. Granted, I'm more a fan of the 8 than I am of the 10, but yeah. And so, but do they need to start experimenting more with like our American styles of what we're doing, or should they go with more of the Fright Guy styles where they're just trying to do like these different types of styles of beer and try to get their American followers to like them, and then, you know, trying to linger them into what they're doing well over there?
What do you mean by 8 and 10?
Oh, so with Trappist beers, you have the Rochefort. And so with the Rochefort...
We're getting educated right now.
Yeah, I didn't want to act dumb, so I'm like...
I don't mind.
So they have a...
You're welcome, Kenny.
Yeah. So they have...
Let's talk about beating off.
So they have like... they have the, they have their...
I brought a German beer, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, man. Oh yeah. So my bad. My mind got thrown off. So you have their 8, which is basically... I think it's like a 10 or it's like a 9 ABV brew. It's been aged. And it's made by, you know, basically monks. And there's like three...
The Trappist?
Mm-hmm, fags. Trappist monks.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Random. Are you all right?
Yeah, I didn't want anybody to know that was me that said it. You guys kind of threw me under the bus there.
But then you have the 10, which is it's a higher ABV beer. I think it's like an 11. But, you know, you can get some Founder stuff, and you can get that sweet Bourbon County brand stout that's mm-hmm. like, you know, that same thing, and just goes down like, you know, your mom's like champurrado, man. It's like, oh, it's so delicious. But either way, they have a different number of my bad. I'm going full Mexican right here. Oh, that champurrado.
Now you're making me hungry.
that abuela hot chocolate. Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's just a different type of beer that's made by you know monks. But yeah.
Is that your phone?
I put mine on silent. Oh,
okay. the vibration is intense.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Thought we were having an alarm going off or something.
That was crazy, huh? So I tell you what, you guys want to wrap this up and head into a part two? It's right at an hour. Are you cool for another hour?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, says the guy that doesn't hardly drink any beer.
Fucking golden, man.
Yeah, you're golden as fuck. Yeah, you are. Yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead and close this one down, come back next week, and finish off about this whole 8 versus 10 thing.
Lysander's going to stay here.
Lysander, you got to stay for a whole week. You got to hang out with me.
Crash. You can sleep in the chair.
It's a comfortable chair.
You guys got a nice little studio, man.
It's pretty
like,
nice.
This is legit. My wife would never let this fly.
So there's still things I got to do. I got to get a shelf for the glasses, and I've got a growler
get
hanger.
The whole wall mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, the two-way mirror. It goes right into that shower on the other side of the wall.
Back to jack it off. Yeah. That's a good way to end it.
I love it. All right. So, yeah. So go ahead and
follow us up.
Yeah. Beat off and then come back and listen to us next week. So what do you say, Lysander? What's your term?
I don't got anything.
Yeah, somebody getting faded.
Yeah, I just say, hey, I'm Lysander Ramos. We're getting faded, but I don't have a closing out. Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, that was
make it official.
Hey, getting you faded. Yeah,
that's it.
All right, enjoy.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.